Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning, everyone. Well, you've heard the news. Now is a tag to the news. Back with us is Andy Borowitz, who writes the satirical Borowitz Report for The New Yorker. A new Borowitz Report headline just out this morning, for example, tells us that Donald Trump is dispatching Sarah Huckabee Sanders to Saudi Arabia to help that government with something. So, Andy, hi. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me, Brian. How are you?
Good. Well, how can Sarah Huckabee Sanders help the Saudis?
Her help is going to be crucial at this moment because apparently what has evolved here is that Donald Trump was not at all happy with the quality of the lies coming out of the Saudi royal family. And he's very concerned about the lack of lying infrastructure in Saudi Arabia, because you have to keep in mind, in Saudi Arabia, you don't have a free press. And so you don't have that daily experience of lying to the press and brutalizing members of the press corps the way somebody like Sarah Huckabee Sanders has done. So it's sort of a very essential kind of lying support and advice mission that she's on. She's going to be working with MBS. You're familiar with him, of course.
Yes.
Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. She's going to be working with him to try to up his lying game. She apparently, in the early meetings, was horrified that his lying ability really is barely rudimentary. She says the learning curve is going to be very steep.
You would think someone in his position would be better at that skill. I also see in your Borowitz report dispatched today that Trump is dispatching the National Guard, not to a place where we often hear about it, right?
Yeah, that's actually that's an interesting story. He's dispatching them to his accountant's office, actually, because there's been we've been so obsessed with some of these big stories in the news over the last couple of weeks. We had Kavanaugh, and now we have this new Saudi story. We've sort of lost track of the fact that Bob Mueller has been very busy working on various investigations. He's apparently spoken to Paul Manafort 9 times. Did you read that?
I did.
I've heard there now, like, Manafort has now actually moved into Mueller's apartment. They're binging Netflix together. They're just hanging at this point.
Does he still have to wear the ankle bracelet living in Mueller's?
Yeah, he does. He does, and I think that interferes with the remote, actually, which is a problem. But they've become, it's sort of like a Felix and Oscar kind of situation. You know, you have Mueller, who is very sort of pinstripe suit, and then, of course, Manafort now has been reduced to wearing kind of faux ostrich jackets. He had to surrender the actual ostrich jacket. So now he went to like Century 21 and got kind of a faux ostrich jacket that he's wearing. But the two of them have gotten very close. But yeah, I mean, clearly one thing that's going on is that Mueller is getting very busy because, unlike James Comey, he believes in waiting until after the election to wreck everything. So he's just very busy working on stuff. And I think for that reason, and also because there's been this kind of dump of information about Donald Trump's allegedly, I guess I have to say that on NPR, his allegedly criminal activities with his Trump empire, he just decided to send out the National Guard just to protect his accountant's office just in case. Because When the New York and the feds moved in on Michael Cohen's office, as you may recall, Brian, that was an attack on our nation. I mean, there was Pearl Harbor, and then I would say the attack on Michael Cohen's office are the two darkest days in American history. And we just want to prevent something like that from happening again.
That sounds prudent. Now, you broke the story yesterday of how Vladimir Putin is furious with the Saudis. Why is
he so angry? It's an international incident, Brian, and again, sort of shocking to me that I was really the only one who covered this. But you know, he's really angry with them for, you know, using his puppet without first obtaining his permission. You know, he's invested an enormous amount of time and money on this one particular puppet. And it's got to hurt to turn on the TV and see the Saudis hands up this puppet. I mean, I think it's just been very upsetting for him. He apparently, this is all according to my Kremlin sources, which I've got to say are excellent. My Kremlin sources are excellent. But he apparently pulled the TV out of the wall and hurled it across the room. Vladimir Putin is a very, very strong man. You've seen him riding on horseback with his shirt off, wrestling bears. He apparently can just whip a TV out of the wall and throw it across the room. It's the way you and I would, I don't know, open a pack of gum or something. So, he's very upset at the Saudis. And the Saudis are, you know, they need to have good relations with Russia. It's not because they're worried about Russia meddling in their elections, since they don't have elections there. But they've reached out to him in the hopes of kind of striking some kind of what they're calling a puppet sharing agreement, it's sort of like the agreement that the NRA and the Koch brothers have with Paul Ryan, where they share their puppet. You know, they have them for different times of the year, perhaps. But apparently, Putin is so furious at them. He's saying, no, I think the exact quote was, he said, "He's my tiny puppet, and only I can make him dance."
Huh.
So Putin has really turned a cold shoulder on them.
Now, Elizabeth Warren released her DNA test, and the media's been all over it. But you report that we're ignoring Trump's DNA test. He took one, too?
Well, it's a Trump, Brian. It's Donald Trump Jr., which was interesting. This got really, it's again a case of, you know, the media has, I mean, I don't mean to diss my fellow members of the journalism profession, but, you know, we have such a short attention span. We were so obsessed with Elizabeth Warren and her, her Native American heritage and whether the DNA test was real or not. We didn't pay attention to the fact that, I think this is a bigger story, is that Donald Trump Jr. voluntarily took a DNA test that revealed that he is 50% idiot. And I think some people were speculating which side of the family contributed that 50% idiot DNA. But he actually, you know, you would think somebody would get a test like that and would maybe try to sort of shelve it somewhere, wouldn't come out with it. But he actually announced it on Twitter. He did, in the tweet, he announced he did misspell DNA. But he announced that he was 50% idiot. And the reason he did this was because he wanted to silence all the haters who've been saying that he was a total idiot. And, you know, 50% for Donald Trump Jr. is a win, I think. And the only thing that was, I hate
so not
to...
So not a total idiot, and it's proven by science.
It's proven by science. And this is also a very rare case of a Republican really embracing science. So that was also, I thought, a really big news story. But he said he's 50% idiot, which he said is way less than half. So he's feeling good about it. The only thing that was sort of a dark cloud, and I always hate to rain on someone's parade, but genetic scientists were feeling that this, we should just put aside this result, that if you test, you know, Donald Trump Jr., and it comes back that he's anything less but 90% idiot, then it's probably a faulty sample or something like that.
And we've just got about a minute left, but is it true that you agreed with Trump about something this week?
Yes, a rare occasion. It's like it does happen every now and then. You know, Trump, when he was first being confronted with reporters about this Saudi Arabia story, said, "Oh my God, you know, here we go again. This is just like the Kavanaugh case all over again." And you know what? I couldn't agree more with Donald J. Trump. It's exactly like the Kavanaugh case. Credible evidence, a lot of denials, and then a phony cover-up / investigation. So this is one of those rare times where Donald Trump and I are on the same page. So who knows what we might agree on next? Probably not much. But we do agree that this is eerily like the Kavanaugh case.
Well, maybe you'll come back on the show the next time you and Donald Trump agree on something.
That could be a while.
Andy, thank you very much. That was Andy Borowitz, author of the satirical Borowitz Report. Did I say that was satire? Andy Borowitz, author of the satirical Borowitz Report, a mainstay of satire in the New Yorker magazine. Andy, thank you so much.
Thanks again, Brian.